The Bush administration's $6 billion plan for improving the Northwest hydropower system has been thrown out by a federal judge in Portland. The court said the plan violates the Endangered Species Act regarding endangered Northwest salmon runs. U.S. District Judge James Redden rejected the government's argument that dams on the Columbia and Snake Rivers are part of the ecosystem since they were built before the Endangered Species Act became law. Redden said the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Fisheries Division acted in an arbitrary and capricious manner when deciding improvements to the dam's fish passages would offset other harm to the runs. He also mentioned this year's unexplained collapse of the spring salmon runs as a factor in the ruling. Idaho Rivers United Executive Director Bill Sedevy is encouraged by the ruling, and he says it's one step towards what is really needed for the fish, removing the four lower Snake River dams.
I think what Judge Redden's decision means for sure right now is that all the parties with an interest in restoring salmon and steelhead in the Pacific Northwest need to do is put their nose to the grindstone and come up with salmon recovery plans that are workable and that are going to be effective and that are going to get the job done. We think that removal of four dams on the lower Snake River in eastern Washington is the best and perhaps only way to accomplish salmon recovery in the Intermountain West.
Okay. What was unbalanced and unworkable about the $6 billion plan that the federal government had?
In a nutshell, the $6 billion 2004 biological opinion was a joke. It was an attempt by the Bush administration to rewrite the Endangered Species Act. For instance, they claimed in their biological opinion that the dams on the Snake and Columbia River, and dams kill 80% of the salmon that are migrating out to the sea every year. They claimed that the dams were part of the natural river environment because they had been there before the passage of the Endangered Species Act and therefore were exempt from review and scrutiny and modification. That's one thing. Secondly, the government claimed in this biological opinion that the Endangered Species Act does not require them to restore species. It just requires them to prevent extinction. And the judge in his ruling came down pretty hard on them. He said, no, that is absolutely not the case. It's pretty crystal clear. You guys do have a responsibility to restore salmon, not just stopping extinction.
Okay, and finally, what would be progress in the right direction from your point of view, short of removing Snake River dams? What would you want to be done?
Well, we don't think that really that there is a way other than removal of those dams for restoring Idaho's endangered and threatened salmon and steelhead populations. Some Idaho species, like the Snake River sockeye, are hanging on by the slimmest of threads, and they require urgent action. What we think should happen is that the government needs to get serious about looking at dam removal and then examining what they need to do when they take out the dams to keep the people who depend on them now whole. That's not rocket science. We can make sure that the farmers who rely on water from the Snake River still have access to irrigation water. They don't need the dams to do that. We can improve rail infrastructure in Washington State and North Idaho to get grain and other goods to market and to the port of Portland. We don't need the dams to do that. So we need to get serious about having a dam removal discussion, and we need to get serious about figuring out what we need to keep those people who do depend on the dams whole. And if we do that, everybody will benefit.
That's Bill Sedevy, Executive Director of Idaho Rivers United. This is Lee Robartis for Northwest News.